Thursday, everyone. Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you are all joining us today. It's a good day. It's a better day than yesterday, of course. There's a lot going on in the news cycle yesterday, and we're going to keep talking about it. It's a communist takeover, and it's happening in not just New York City, but it's happening all over our country. And now is the time to start waking people up. And I look forward to doing just that with Trevor Loudon in just a bit. He'll be joining us today. He's got a lot to sound off on. He has been following this so-called socialist movement in the United States. It is not socialism. It is communism. Don't let them lie to you. And that is exactly what Trevor Loudon is going to be discussing today. So we're excited about that. There's a lot else going on, though, of course. President Trump is expected to make an announcement at 11 a.m. Eastern time today. We will bring that to you once he goes live. We're expecting possibly for them to allow the cameras in for that announcement. It sounds like that's going to be the case. So we'll maybe get either the live feed for it, or sometimes, you know, I get the emails from those who are in the room when he's making the announcement. So we might get that first before we get the actual video footage. But whatever it is, we'll bring it to you first as usual. Plus, there's a really exciting update. I mean, really exciting update in the Tina Peter case. Tina Peters is getting very, very close to being saved, and we're very excited for that. I'll bring you the latest as to what the DOJ is doing to try to rescue her from the corrupt Colorado prosecutors, politicians who are trying to throw Ms. Peters in prison for the rest of her life. She is a whistleblower. She deserves to be freed, and she is an absolute patriot, and we sincerely mean just that. Plus, James Comey did get a victory yesterday in court. I'll bring you the latest on that. Plus, there's a new Rasmussen reports poll out, and it is very insightful, we'll say. I'll break down the numbers in regards to how Americans are feeling about Arctic Frost. Now, keep in mind, too, the corporate media is three major media outlets that have just refused to talk about Arctic Frost. So obviously, a lot of Americans are just completely out of the know on the issue. That's why it's so important, too, folks, for you all to share these clips, to clip the show up, send it to your friends and family, post it online, because I'm telling you, so many people have no idea what's happening in this country right now. One, the media is too afraid to go against the regime. And I'm talking about the Obama-Biden regime. They still have power. They still have power. There are so many media outlets who are refusing to cover any of the corruption that's being exposed because, well, they still have a grip on them. And so we'll keep digging into that. And I truly mean it when I say I appreciate it when some of you, I try to retweet it when I see it on X, share our posts, blast them out everywhere, our clips from this show, because we appreciate that. Okay. Also, I want to talk about the filibuster, because there's now some popularity amongst those in the Senate who are now saying, yeah, we should just get rid of the filibuster, because it's very apparent what Democrats are doing. They're saying that President Trump could stop the shutdown. That's what Democrats are saying. And the only way for him to do so is to completely terminate the filibuster. So we might as well do it, because Democrats seem to be on board. I'll bring you the latest as to those who are jumping on board. Also, Josh Hawley, I don't know what's wrong with him, but he is trying his very best to make sure that 42 million people get their food stamps. Now, obviously, those who need it in this country, who are Americans, yes, they should have it. But 42 million people is the number we hear. We don't know how many of those are U.S. citizens. But we shouldn't be advocating, in my opinion, we shouldn't be advocating for everyone to get their food stamps back. There are tons of people, millions of people who are fully capable of working, even if it's remote work. Why is Josh Hawley pretending to be a conservative and advocating for everyone to get food stamps? You know, this is a moment where we could sit here and look at this and figure out, how do we purge some of those who have been leeches to the system? Why is Josh Hawley ignoring that? So I'll discuss that and play the clip for you, of course. A lot happening on today's show. I also want to talk about some terror attacks that, of course, no one's going to talk to you about. There was a terror attack yesterday in France. Of course, they're hiding his name, his photos. They're claiming he is a national. But we all know there's a reason why they always hide their faces. And we'll also give you an update regarding the commie takeover. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, Chris Cuomo even getting really angry. Obviously, his brother just lost that election, but he's sounding off on those Democrats who supported a communist over their corrupt brother, his corrupt brother. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. A lot more to unpack. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. I keep talking about it. We just got them in this week. The Alex Jones Signature Blades, they're up on the shop right now, and it's 25% off site-wide. So go take a look.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think that this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theory. So there's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. Looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning and welcome to The American Journal. I'm excited that you are all joining us today. A lot going on all around the world, and we're excited for you to be on board here because there's so many stories that corporate media is never going to tell you about. Arctic Frost in particular, you know, outlets like CBS, NBC, they didn't even want to talk about it, of course, because their alliance is still to the Biden-Obama regime, so no surprise there, of course. We're going to be digging into that. Plus, there's a new poll out that shows how Americans truly feel about Arctic Frost. And I think it highlights the level of just flat out ignorance, how so many Americans have no idea what's happening as the corruption continues to get exposed. Plus, we'll be digging in a bit to the commies that are trying to take over this great country. There is a massive movement to do just that. It's not just in New York City. It's popping up in places like Georgia. Georgia is next on their list, and not many people are aware of that. Trevor Loudon is going to be joining me in just a few moments, probably like an hour, I'd say, to dive into that topic as well, because there's a lot there, a lot there. And I think most Americans don't understand how this is all a well-orchestrated effort to take down our government, to take down our economy, to completely destroy this great nation. And that's what they're doing right now. And so we're going to dig into that. And Trevor Loudon has been doing a ton of digging into this because he has written so many books on this, trying to sound the alarms. And sadly, not many have been listening. We'll also be talking about James Comey. He was handed a victory yesterday in court. I'll dive into that. Plus, a watchdog group is trying to go after Jasmine Crockett. And they have just recently filed an ethics complaint against her. And you're probably wondering, why would they do that? There's so many reasons why they do that. We'll go into that into great detail in just a bit as well into the show. There's a lot we're talking about, too, as well as the terrorist attack that took place yesterday in France. 10 people hit by a vehicle. The individual obviously screaming out words that you probably have heard before. We'll talk about that because the police in France aren't trying to release any of his information. This is what they always do. No photos, no names, no nothing. They're just telling you that he's a national. Yeah, but there's a reason why. They hide that information from you. Plus, James O'Keefe just dropped a new report about Gavin Newsom. And it's very interesting to hear the plot that Gavin Newsom has been cooking up behind the scenes to prepare for a 2028 run for presidency. Okay, so that's going to be really great, too, to talk about because it's very insightful. I also want to talk about, too, we'll be covering it around 11 a.m. Eastern time today. President Trump is expected to make an announcement. And I will be going straight to that if it's broadcast live or if we get the emails before the video is available. We'll just go over what they're talking about at the White House because obviously we're keeping your eye on everything related to that because President Trump yesterday was really going off in regards to Nigeria and threatening the Nigerian government. He literally issued a warning telling them they better get it together. And it seems like, according to Eric Prince, they're actually listening. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's talk about Tina Peters. Let's talk about Tina Peters, because Tina Peters is being, she was obviously politically persecuted. She was somebody who sounded the alarms about how corrupt the Colorado election systems were back in 2020. And what did they do to her? Well, they threw her in prison. And they brag about it, too. They brag about it. The corrupt politicians in Colorado are doing their very best to keep Tina Peters in prison. But the DOJ has just directed the Bureau of Prisons to explore options for transferring Tina Peters from a Colorado state prison to a federal facility following her conviction last year. President Trump has been making public calls for her release. I say we should probably just cut back the funding from Colorado until they release their political prisoner because we don't do that in this country. an email was sent last Wednesday, according to Just the News. It was from the office of Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who serves as second in command, of course, to AG Pam Bondi, to the BOP. According to Just the News, the email instructs, at the request of the Deputy Attorney General, police have the Bureau of Prisons explore any and all avenues with the BOP's authority to seek and request the transfer of Ms. Tina Peters from the Colorado Department of Corrections to a federal BOP facility. It further urges the BOP to send out a request to Colorado as soon as possible, begin the preparations to have her transferred into federal custody. So a lot happening there. We might actually get to see Tina Peters, hopefully before the holidays. I mean, listen, folks, this woman obviously is a gold. She's a member of a Gold Star family. She lost her son. And she has one of the most heartbreaking stories. She did her very best as a patriot who loves this country to sound the alarms and the corruption that she witnessed in Colorado. And what did they do? Well, they threw her in prison. Now, you don't have to agree with whether or not the elections were stolen or manipulated in Colorado, but you sure as heck shouldn't stand for this. Colorado should never taken this woman as a prisoner. I mean, we don't have political prisoners in this country. That is what makes us great. And sadly, they've done it time and time again. And Tina Peters is one of still the many that I will advocate for. Peters should not be in prison, obviously, at her age. And she does have her health issues that she has, that she's made very public. We should be advocating for her release immediately. I know a lot of people do believe that she could become a federal witness in a crime, which would be the election investigations. This video just infuriates me. If you've ever spoken to Tina Peters, if you ever met Tina Peters, you know that she's a very sweet woman. A very sweet and kind woman. Does not belong in handcuffs, not a criminal. Just someone who loves this country and was doing its very best to sound the alarm. And they threw her in prison for that. They don't like it when you expose their corruption. They hate that. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison for election tampering. First off, the election was over when she did what she did. But this is what they do, because they don't want you to expose the corruption. Time and time again, we saw it in 2020. They want to silence you. They don't want you speaking out. Several of the election machines, you know, the voting machines that were used, also keep in mind, I know there was two major companies who did file lawsuits against anyone who talked about it. Now, again, some of these people truly did not have any evidence on these crimes that they alleged on air. But so many more are now calling a lot of this into question. Folks, I don't know how many more times I have to say it. There's one company that, thankfully, I know several outlets have not settled with yet, but they were just recently charged by the DOJ for bribery. And I actually, because they were in, they're based in Southern California. Let me pull up their indictment. They were indicted and officially charged on October 16th. A federal grand jury in Miami returned a superseding indictment Tuesday against the top people over at Smartmatic Group. And again, we don't know if they had a role in 2020 at all, but to sit here and say it's a conspiracy theory when our own government, this actually happened under Joe Biden, this was initiated under his DOJ, they were going after them and investigating them. The voting machine company has been charged with the Philippine bribing and money laundering scheme. Now, of course, they have pled not guilty, so you should respect that. But these allegations in this indictment say that it happened between 2015 and 2018. And again, I mean, I went outside their headquarters. So I wanted to actually question them about this when I heard that they were under investigation. And they did their very best to not go into the office, those who have been charged now. I would have loved to have a conversation with them about all of this, because they had the cojones to go after and still are going after several media outlets for making allegations that are, let's just say their allegations, alleged corruption. Again, it was in their opinion, as it is mine. But according to our own DOJ, they were involved in a bribery scheme. So again, don't be dismissive of all this. Do not be dismissive. Yes, everyone has the presumptions to be, you know, presumed not guilty. And they're the ones who are saying that they're not guilty, obviously. But this is something you have to take into account. the fight over our elections, it's really upsetting to sit back and watch as Republicans refuse to get into this fight and to protect our elections. They've done nothing. Nothing. We had Brian Harrison, the Texas representative, on the show yesterday. He pretty much called out Texas Republicans for creating the illusion that we truly care about our elections. But the reality of it is yes, they're sitting here and saying that you shouldn't, have non-U.S. citizens voting. But the reality of it is we don't check IDs. Folks, I just got breaking news in. I wanted to read this off to you. I literally just came in. As you see, I grabbed my phone. Nancy Pelosi officially is not going to be seeking re-election in her upcoming election. The former House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, will not seek re-election, according to Fox, after completing her current term. That's what Fox is saying. A source familiar with them has said that story is still developing, but that's what we got for now. So again, we heard this earlier in the week. We heard that Pelosi was not going to be running. Fox News saying that their sources also were telling them the same thing, and they just pushed that as breaking news. So we'll continue to follow it, obviously, when it comes official. Obviously, that woman's not running anymore. What is she, 85, I think? She should just probably enjoy happy hour every day. She does now, but maybe just not on our dime. She probably also is afraid of what's going to come on this accountability tour. All right, let's talk about James Comey. A federal judge in Virginia sided with Comey yesterday in the criminal case against him. Obviously, that is the former FBI director. During a heated, long, 1 hour back and forth, U.S. Magistrate Judge William Fitzpatrick demanded full details on FBI search warrants from 2019 to 2020 tied to Arctic Haze leak probe, including whether any seized material violated Comey's attorney-client privilege with his lawyer and friend Daniel Richmond. Comey's attorney accused the government of hiding evidence and possibly conducting an unconstitutional secret search in September. Oh, wouldn't that suck? Wouldn't that suck? The guy who did this to so many other people, the guy who literally bragged about bringing people into his, I remember the videos clear as day of him bragging about bringing or sending his agents to General Michael Flynn. Flynn had no idea that he was the one who was being targeted in their investigation. He thought it was just a casual conversation that the director had arranged for. But he was set up. Prosecutors insisted they followed the rules, but admitted that Comey wasn't always notified about the warrants targeting Richmond's records. The judge sided with the defense, telling prosecutors Comey's lawyers are entitled to know exactly how many or how these warrants were executed and how the information is being used. He ordered immediate disclosure of the evidence and related grand jury materials. Again, I mean, that sounds fair. If we were all playing by the same set of rules, I'd say that sounds fair. Let him have access to all the evidence, how it was obtained, for sure. But we haven't been playing by those rules. In fact, those on the left had no problem but to hide evidence. We're just finding out now that U.S. federal lawmakers were also subjected to Arctic Frost. So what do you want me to do? You want me to have empathy for you? No. No. Comey has been pulling these shady little tricks for far too long. Now all of a sudden he wants it to stop? Ah, he wants a fair shot. Must be nice. Must be nice. Rasmussen Report just released new data, and I actually wanted to read this to you guys because it is quite the interesting poll that they just dropped. Okay, get this. 67% of likely U.S. voters consider Arctic Frost to be a serious scandal, including 43% that say it's very serious. Now, that's 67%. There was a tweet that I put up last week, and excuse me if I'm forgetting what the third network was, but there were three major media outlets that did not cover Arctic Frost. In fact, I think it came from the Media Research Group. When you go through the numbers specifically, you quickly learn that 0 seconds were put forward to cover Arctic Frost. I believe it was CBS. I have to go over the other ones too, but this is the other side of the poll too that we should bring up as well. 51% of voters agree that Judge Boasberg should be impeached and removed from office. Now, that's probably due to the fact that he withheld information that Senator Ted Cruz and others were having their phones tapped. And he helped organize all of that. Now, obviously, he did what he did to President Trump, and we all know what those issues were related to. But again, this is what they do. This is what they do. I just don't understand why we allow any of this to happen in the first place. To be blunt, I'm going to pull it up eventually. But I believe it was CBS, NBC News, and there was another media outlet that spent 0 seconds covering it. Oh, here we go. I got it now. ABC, CBS, NBC spent 0 seconds. That's zero. Covering Arctic Frost last week when the stories all broke. And that is due to the Media Research Council. That's the source of that one. So keep in mind, right? 67% of likely U.S. voters think that Arctic Frost is very serious. It's very likely that the other percentage of those individuals who don't deem it as important are probably people that have no idea what Arctic Frost even meant when they were taking that poll. Great job, guys. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't send this to you. But yeah, it's pretty insane. It's pretty insane. Disgraceful. This is why so many Americans, when you go and you meet somebody on the other side of the aisle and you're like talking to them and they just don't seem to get your point, it's probably because they have literally no idea what you're talking about. They live in their own algorithm. It's very sad. It's very unfortunate. But again, you know, I said it at the top of the show, it's why it's so important for you all at home to, whether you're watching online or whatever it is, to clip up the show, post it on social media, and just blast it out. We got to get it past our algorithm. Because so many people have no idea what's happening in this country right now. They have no idea how bad the lawfare got. No clue. In fact, now they think there's lawfare happening because we're holding those that committed the lawfare accountable. So if you haven't been paying attention to the last 5+ years, just, we can keep it simple. The Biden regime years. We could go back to the Obama years, but keep it simple. Most people have no idea what happened. Because they sheltered them. It's just pretty insane. Let's talk about the filibuster. The filibuster is an interesting one, right? Because obviously those on the left have advocated to get rid of it, terminate it completely, but they didn't have the support. But President Trump is now all in on it because, well, Democrats continue to push the lie that President Trump is the one who is continuing to keep this government shut down. Now, yet, none of this has made it to the president's desk, of course. So there's really, if you're an intelligent person who understands how government works, you know that's a flat-out lie. You know, in fact, that it passed in the House, it's now in the Senate. You need Democrats to jump on board with it to get 60 votes. We know this. But those on the left know that their base really isn't that intelligent, really doesn't understand how government works, and it's because, well, they control the schools. Department of Education is theirs. They've intentionally failed to educate Americans on how the government works. They continue to spew this lie. And so these people who are on their side have no idea that they're being lied to. I want to play clip one for you because Democrats are unhinged. Specifically, Jackie Rosen, who is just so upset at the idea that we're going to blame Democrats for the shutdown. Take a listen.
What do you say to the staff? What do you say to the TSA workers? What do you say to the air traffic controllers? What do you say to the military?
What I am saying to you is this is a Republican shutdown, my friend. You are in control of the White House. You are in control of the House, and you are in control of the Senate.
She hopes you're just as stupid as she is. That's where we go with this one. She hopes you're just as stupid as she is because she knows that Republicans have given the approval. Hey, listen, if she thinks that this is a Republican shutdown, yeah, we could actually end it. You know, we had Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on this show, and she was the first one to come out swinging for it. Terminate the filibuster. We don't have to work with these people. Now, she received a lot of flack. I know that the Daily Beast was pretending like she was going after the president. That wasn't true, of course. She was trying to give her opinion. But folks, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is a patriot. She understands that the so-called friends across the aisle saying that they used to have isn't the case. We don't have friends across the aisle. We have communists across the aisle who are looking to conquer this country. And MTG understands just that. And that's the reason why President Trump is now also jumping on board and advocating for the end of the filibuster. It's not just President Trump, MTG. It's also a good friend of the show, Senator Tommy Tuberville. In clip two, he is in agreement with President Trump on just ending the filibuster because Democrats don't want to compromise. Take a listen.
Okay, if we need to bust it, let's bust it. Let's knock it down to 51. and let the Senate know that, listen, the power needs to go to the president and let him get something done. If we don't, we're going to lose our country. It's going to be over with. And so he's got 3 years. He's the last Trump that we'll have in office. He's hard-nosed. He believes in this country. Let's give him some support. If he wants to blow up the filibuster, I'm all for it.
See, if we had more Tommy Tuberville's in the U.S. Senate, we'd be in a better situation as a country right now, because he is all on board for whatever President Trump wants to do. And who wouldn't agree with that? This one had me a little upset. I want you to listen to Josh Hawley, because Josh Hawley is advocating for these food stamps to be reinstated and obviously funded for the over 42 million people who are currently getting food stamps. I don't understand how we have 42 million people in this country on food stamps. There's not that many disabled people in this country. And given the fact that you could work remotely from literally anywhere these days, it's really hard for me to understand this. I mean, I used to work 2 and 3 jobs, 6, 7 days a week just to survive in New York. So trust me, I understand the struggle. I know it's real. But why is someone who claims to be conservative advocating to get 42 million people back on government assistance? Shouldn't we be using this as an opportunity to help get them off this, help them turn to charitable causes so that they could feed their families? Take a listen to Josh Hawley and how he just doesn't sound like a conservative or a Republican senator at all. Clip 3. Take a listen.
The shutdown needs to end. And in my state, I could just tell you, it is really hurting real people. This is why I've offered a bill to pay those SNAP benefits, because people need the assistance, 42 million people. I mean, this is becoming a humanitarian crisis. And I think we have got to end this ASAP. If you're going to put me personally to the choice between providing food assistance to 42 million needy Americans or defending some arcane rule of the Senate, I'm going to choose people. So I would just warn my Democrat colleagues, if they think they can do this in perpetuity, we're just never going to open back up the government, we're never going to give people food assistance, we're never going to pay the military, that is not a sustainable position. And you're putting me to a choice between people and Senate rules, and I'm going to choose people.
It doesn't seem to make any sense to me why Josh Hawley is doing all of this. Folks, this is not a conservative stance. And I asked all of you on X how you feel about it. And take a look at the comments on this tweet. I know a lot of you guys were sounding off. You're quite confused, just like me, as to why we continue to allow Republican senators do just that. Take a look at the comments that are coming back in from this post. A lot of you understand where I'm coming from on this. We don't understand why this is all happening in the first place. And let me see. I'm trying to get it up right now. Taking forever. All right. So let's go down some of the comments. All right, MAGA Kristen. Let's see. Well, that's cute. He was on Bannon yesterday talking about how much he wants to take care of American people. Again, I'm okay with taking care of the American people. I think most of you at home are as well, but it's, what are we doing here? And they keep saying people, not Americans, too. Very interesting note there. All right, let's keep seeing. Great again, just says what? Sick emoji. Again, we've got, the problem isn't the 42 million people losing SNAP. It's the fact that 42 million people are on SNAP. Correct, correct, correct. He's not. He's a traitor. One more says. We got a uniparty meme here, like a little graphic here. I like it. I like it. So much more, guys. Follow me on X so you guys can weigh in the discussion. We're going to keep digging into this. We've got so much more to talk about right after this quick commercial break, so don't go anywhere.
I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested. We sell it, get a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to thealexshowstore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He just hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own thealexshowstore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation and has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, a lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear, we have the Trump gear, we have the InfoWars gear, we have the Alex Jones gear, we have the comedy gear, we have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts, we have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, so we actually get some funds in because these are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line. All very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there. The widest selection. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's 30 days. It started a few days ago. A Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. While supplies last, could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how good they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. We can't do without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Happy Thursday, everyone. We're excited that you're joining us today. A lot happening all around the country. We're keeping our eye, though, on the White House because today we're expecting to hear from President Donald J. Trump. He is expected to speak at the White House, making an announcement around 11 a.m. Eastern time today. So once that goes live, we'll bring it to you, whether it's actual live feed or an email that's sent out first before the video is available. That's what happens sometimes. I will make sure to bring that to you once we get it. So we're keeping you up to date with all the topics the corporate media is never going to tell you about. They hate talking about things that truly matter to the American people and that expose the corruption. One of the topics I wanted to kick this section of the show off with was Jasmine Crockett, because as many of you guys know, she is not a very likable person, although she claims that Republicans come up to her at the airport and say how much they love her, even though they don't agree with her politically. She tried to sell us on that one, but it's not the case. Jasmine Crockett has just been reported by a watchdog group, the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, filed an ethics complaint against the Office of Congressional Conduct, or with the Office of Congressional Conduct, against Texas Democrat Jasmine Crockett on Wednesday for allegedly failing to disclose financial information. Now, as many of you guys know, members of Congress are forced to report and disclose information regarding their finances. Congress members are required to file annual financial disclosures reports regarding their assets, debts, and income, in addition to periodically, you know, just their transactions and what's going on there. Anything that exceeds about $1,000 within 30 to 45 days. Now, while Crockett reported owning stock in at least 25 companies while she was a member of the Texas legislature, her federal filing covers the same period listed, but only lists three holdings, as her federal disclosures were missing debts reported in her state filing. Now, those are the allegations that this watchdog group are outlining today. Now, isn't that interesting? They're saying that Jasmine Crockett is not being honest and not reporting all of this. Now, it doesn't make any sense, right? Probably like a clerical error at this point, because why would you report it on a state level and not a federal level? Again, Jasmine Crockett, not the most intelligent person in the world, but this really isn't surprising. And I keep hearing these rumors that she's poking around to see if she should run for the Senate. You know, they're trying to get rid of her district, of course. But Jasmine Crockett has, as you can see here, she's accused of building a stock empire. It must be nice. If you're struggling to get by, just run for Congress, folks. Run for Congress. You get all the best information, no accountability, and they let you do whatever you want. So continue to follow this watchdog group's complaint to see if it goes anywhere. But, I mean, it's likely it won't. They'll just be dismissive and say, oh, it's a little clerical error. No problem there. Want to turn to the terror plot we've been talking about for quite some time, because last week, many of you guys know, the FBI director came out and announced that there was a terror plot, an alleged terror plot that was inspired by ISIS, and that it was going to happen Halloween weekends. But we're learning more and more about this alleged terror plot. There was two individuals who were arrested in New Jersey on Tuesday. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey, Elena Haba, yesterday gave a brief summary as to what these two individuals are now facing, the allegations that are coming from the DOJ specifically, but the allegations seem to be a little bit of a reach. We'll take a listen to what Elena Haba had to say about that, and I'll get your reaction on the other side. Take a listen to clip four.
My office, working hand in hand with the National Security Division in my office, did just that and charged two individuals by federal complaint connected to the Halloween terror plot in Detroit. The first suspect is charged with conspiring to provide material support to a designated terrorist organization. The second suspect is charged with transmitting violent, anti-Semitic threats across the internet to individuals in the state of New Jersey and beyond. The threat of terrorism is real. When Americans are threatened, we respond fast, focused, and together. As alleged in today's complaint, from around October 4th, 2024 to November 4th, 2025, Tomas Khan Jimenez Gazelle of Montclair, New Jersey, and Saeed Ali Mareh of Kent, Washington, along with other co-conspirators, used encrypted messaging applications to plan travel to Turkey and then to Syria to join ISIS as fighters. In their communications, they discussed detailed travel plans, physical training, weapons, including firearms and IEDs, and methods to avoid law enforcement detection. According to the complaint, they pledged themselves to ISIS and were plotting acts of terrorism in our country. The messages also included photographs of Jimenez Gazelle standing in front of the ISIS flag, holding a knife, and Mareh wearing an ISIS hat. The complaint against Milo Sidorat charges two counts of transmitting threats to interstate and foreign commerce. It describes a pattern of anti-Semitic messages advocating violence, along with images and purchases consistent with preparation for attack.
All right, as she continues to hover over the anti-Semitic angle to all of this, they left out a really big one. I want you to take a look at this. I did some document diving, and this was one that happened in that first round of arrests in Michigan. Take a look at these LGBTQ plus revelations that seem to pop up in the court filings. This is the two original ones in Dearborn, Michigan. According to their own documents, it specifically outlines that these individuals who they've alleged that they're all working together, that they were in communications, well, it alleges that they were working together to possibly target the LGBTQ community. On page 40, we reported this obviously previously. Many of the clubs that were visited by the two individuals, we only know one as person one, and as well as the Muhammad Ali individual, is outlined to have been two people who had gone around to different bars in the area, clubs in the area, and intentionally were looking at places like LGBTQ plus community gatherings. So places that the gays like to party at. And then on page 60, you have another one where it says there was a Discord chat known to be, obviously, be used by person one. Again, I don't know who person one is, but again, it highlights, I know that one of the members of the Islamic State of America group posted in the group about conducting a terrorist attack, possibly in Chicago, at their pride parade back in June of 2024. So again, time and time again, this is what we continue to hear. We continue to hear in the court filings, and I can't wait to see this complaint, of course, but they were targeting members of the gay community. And it's constantly being brushed off. And I'm surprised no one's even talking about this because they continue to hover over the Jewish angle to all of this anti-Semitism that was spewed. But it sounds like, based on when you're reading the communications, that maybe they were saying some anti-Semitic things, but who cares when you sit here and look at the fact that they were just literally going after Americans and they were specifically trying to target those that are members of the LGBTQ community. But they leave all of that out and, again, just focus on the anti-Semitic angle. I don't know why. We could do better. That's what's happening right now. Now, again, we've done some digging into all of this. Specifically, the New York Post actually did a great job at this. I wanted to highlight their work. The two individuals who were just arrested in New Jersey, they actually did a deep dive into who they are. Gazelle, well, apparently, according to the New York Post, his mother, get this, is the head of the United Nations Women's Enterpriseship Program. And his father apparently is an Iranian-American poet. And he's a professor over at the Queens College in New York City. Gazelle has been with the UN for more than a decade working on women empowerment projects. According to her LinkedIn, this is again allegations being made by the New York Post about one of those suspects that was arrested in this so-called ISIS terror plot. And then when you kind of go through it, you realize real quick that these are a bunch of, I would say, just well-off, average Americans. The New York Post also reporting that one of their homes, Milo's home, is worth $1.2 million. And again, the photos just look like it's a regular kid. So I don't know what radicalized him, but I can tell you that there was apparently Discord chats that were being used. Which, again, the consistency that we see pop up all the time when we see radicalism taking over young people, there always seems to be some type of Discord linkage to it. A Discord, according to the court documents, was very willing to give over all the communications that were needed by the FBI. So we have to say that. But again, time and time again, this is what's going on. Now, the other suspect that was arrested in this New Jersey arrest, trying to pull up the details for you real quick, he was arrested at the airport. Apparently, he was looking to leave, I believe the Post said, too. Trying to find it specifically. I hate the fact that everyone has all these ads. It makes it so hard to pull up things. All right. Well, it said in here that he was found at the airport, that he was apparently heading to Syria. And that is when he was going to pledge his alliance. Now, he actually was scheduled to leave later this month, it looked like. But he bumped up his trip after realizing the other two in Michigan were recently arrested. And that's according to the New York Post article. That's what I read last night when we're going through this. And I can't see if it's here. Oh, you guys got it. Okay, good. So there you go. The criminal complaint ultimately refers to the five individuals, co-conspirator as minor, labeled person one, the latter of whom was allegedly assigned to carry out the attack along with Ali, while the rest of the group made their way to join ISIS in Syria. Morons. Absolute morons. Imagine being radicalized online and then going out there and thinking that you're going to make your way to Syria to become a member of ISIS and then come back to the United States and become a terrorist, as if we don't know how that works. These kids threw their entire lives away for what? For what? I would like to look more, though, into it. Possibly reach out to them for comment because I want to hear from them. How do kids, like a kid who goes to Queens College in New York City, his mother works for the UN and father is a poet / college professor. How did they become so radicalized, allegedly? Again, we have our suspicions, but no surprise there. All right, speaking of not only the UN, but allowing radicalization in this country, the United States has proposed a UN Security Council draft to lift sanctions, which include travel bans, asset freezes, arm embargoes, on the Syrian president. Remember the guy who we won at one point had a $10 million bounty on his head? Well, now we're going to lift up the sanctions for him. We're advocating for him at the UN. Al-Shara, obviously, as many of you guys know, is the so-called president now of Syria. You know, the guy who allowed Christians to be slaughtered in Syria. Met with President Trump. And, you know, he's expected to meet with President Trump again on the 10th, it looks like. Yeah, so that will be, he'll be meeting with the president on the 10th, the first Syrian leader to visit ever. What hot trash. I don't even understand, folks. I don't even understand this. There's zero to gain here by advocating for this individual. The former leader, someone who we put $10 million on his head, of Al-Qaeda, and we're just rolling out a red carpet, letting him into our country and pretending like he's an actual president. It would be laughable if it wasn't such a tragedy. And we'll talk about it too, obviously, but President Trump now advocating for those. What a laughable headline. Syria's jihadist turned president seeks new allies. I have a bad word that I can't say, especially this early in the morning. It's just the level of stupidity. You know, one side of me really likes to see that President Trump is speaking out in Nigeria. I don't think we'll have boots on the ground, so I'll say that. But I do like the fact that he's speaking out and he's very strong at that. The other side is like, what are we doing here? You want to sit here and advocate for Christians, but the reality of it is when Christians were being slaughtered in Syria, and they might still be, we did nothing. We didn't hold this guy accountable. We didn't demand that he protect Christians. No, we let it happen. We let it happen. And then Joe Biden, when he's pretending to be president, Joe Biden came out when this was all going down, when the violence was close to its so-called end, came out and was advocating, of course, for that guy to become a leader, saying that Syrians are finally going to have a shot at having freedom, having democracy. And then shortly after that, he came out and said, oh, sorry, we don't have time for elections. I'm the leader. Of course, all this was cooked up and pushed out by the Obama regime. Now we're just sitting back and waiting. All right, yesterday in France, there was a terror attack. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, I wanted to get to what President Trump has been doing on Nigeria. Yesterday, President Trump released two different posts on Truth Social speaking out about the genocide taking place in Nigeria. Again, it's great that he's doing that. I love that. This has been going on for years. He did it during his first term, but there was no action that followed. And so it kind of fell flat. But now that he's back in the White House, he's doing it again. We're thankful for that. But I want to play clip 5 for you, because this is the message that President Donald Trump had for the Nigerian government yesterday. Take a listen.
Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria. Thousands and thousands of Christians are being killed. Radical Islamists are responsible for this mass slaughter. I am hereby making Nigeria a country of particular concern. That's a legal definition. When the Christians or any such group is slaughtered, like is happening in Nigeria, 3,100 versus 4,476 worldwide. What horrible numbers. Something has to be done. I am asking Congressman Riley Moore, together with Chairman Tom Cole and the House Appropriations Committee, to immediately look into this matter and to report back to me. And I mean, like, immediately. The United States cannot stand by while such atrocities are happening in Nigeria and numerous other countries. It's not only Nigeria, it's all over. We stand ready, willing, and able to save our great Christian population around the world. This is not going to happen. The killing of Christians is not going to happen.
So you heard President Trump very clear there saying exactly what needs to be said. The Nigerian government needs to go out there and they need to push back. They need to stop this. Now, again, this has been going on for years now. Oh, by the way, the mainstream media told you at home that the genocide in Nigeria actually wasn't happening in the first place, and the president was making this all up. But I want to play clip 6 for you, because Eric Prince is speaking out and saying, no, actually, now the Nigerian government is stepping up to the plate and going after these Islamic terrorists. Take a listen.
I can tell you that the Nigerian government is very focused on this. They called an all-hands cabinet meeting this morning. It was delayed 3 hours because 7 of the ministers were flying in from all over the country to be there in person. And I think they are looking for a solution. And so we'll see what they come back with. But I would be surprised if there's U.S. forces that get sent there. But President Trump holds a lot of leverage, and he has a lot of credibility with these leaders, that when he puts his foot down and says, this must happen, that's the greatness of being a credible president, and sometimes loved, sometimes feared, but he's going to get his way on this. And the net result, I believe, is that the Christians are going to be in a much more protected situation 6 months from now than they are now.
Well, that is great news. News we would love to hear, of course. Eric Prince giving us that update. And it is necessary. This has been going on for far too long, and it's good to see President Trump stepping up to the plate. But there's Christians in Syria who are obviously also targeted as well. So let's not just focus on Nigeria. Let's save all Christians. All Christians. Folks, I just got breaking news handed over to me. It looks like it is finally confirmed. Former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, will not seek re-election. She announced this on Thursday in a video saying, I have truly loved serving as your voice in Congress. The 85-year-old also added, with a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative. Oh, man. Who am I going to go now for stock buying advice? She had the best one, her and Paul. Discouraging news for me, of course. Probably those at BlackRock, too, who followed her financial moves. But long overdue, 85 years old. Yeah, term limits, folks. Now, President Trump reacted to the announcement just a few moments ago. Take a listen.
With President Trump about this breaking news that Nancy Pelosi will be leaving Washington, he tells me the following, and this is a quote. The retirement of Nancy Pelosi is a great thing for America. She was evil, corrupt, and only focused on bad things for our country. She was rapidly losing control of her party, and it was never coming back. I'm very honored. She impeached me twice and failed miserably twice. Nancy Pelosi is a highly overrated politician. And so that is the first word, but definitely not the last word, from President Trump about this, because about 90 minutes from right now, we do expect to see him in the Oval Office. The two of them, of course, throughout his entire first term, had historic battles, whether it was over funding, whether it was over his impeachment. The two of them did not get along at all, but like many historic.
Well, that was well said. Good on President Trump. You know, I've had ex-boyfriends write better resumes and recommendations for me than that there. Listen, folks, I think it's hilarious that President Trump is so blunt. There's no reason to thank her for her service and pretend she's a good person. She was a horrible person, a corrupt congresswoman. And it's good riddance. Should have happened sooner, though. Should have happened sooner. Now, she did, like I said, make the announcement in a video. We have that video for you. We'll play it for you here. I just wanted to remind you folks that obviously she's not all there. So we'll play a couple of seconds of it and I'll jump in. Take a listen.
Dear San Francisco, we are fortunate to live in the most beautiful, remarkable place on earth. But the true magic of San Francisco, the San Franciscans. There's a reason why our city has always been synonymous with the future. Here we don't fear the future, we forge it. From the gold rush to the miracles of science and technology, our city has always been the cradle of innovation, buzzing with optimism and creativity. We are a vibrant and diverse city, home to hardworking families, diligent students, and heroic veterans, and the dreams of entrepreneurs and immigrants. From Chinatown to Japantown, from the Mission to the Fillmore, from Hunters Point to the Castro, North Beach to the Sunset. We are also resilient, experiencing more than our fair share of challenges. when the Loma Prieta earthquake struck, we brought in federal support that ensured we would not just recover, but reimagine the South of Market neighborhood. And of course, HIV/AIDS tested our city to its core. But out of our agony came action. Under the leadership of UCSF and San Francisco General, we pioneered comprehensive community-based care, prevention, and research. That very system served as a model as we wrote the Ryan White Care Act, which still ensures access to life-saving medical care nationwide. Fittingly, our city is home to the National AIDS Memorial Grove, a place of renewal where we remember the loved ones.
All right, I'm going to step in on this because, she's just wasting her time. She's leaving Congress, thankfully, not running for re-election. And that was the cliff notes behind that video. Nancy Pelosi is an evil woman, and this is great news to hear. It's a good way to start your day, of course. So good on her for finally releasing this and letting the American people know that she's out now. It'll be interesting to see, because many of you guys know the Democratic Party itself has taken a massive, massive turn to communism. So I wonder who's going to run for her seat. I'm sure it'll be very competitive with a bunch of liberal hacks trying to fight it out. And who knows? I mean, I know probably many of you at home couldn't imagine there being a worse pick than Nancy Pelosi for that seat. But it's likely, because it always gets worse, that it's going to get even worse. But good on Nancy Pelosi. Congratulations for your many years of service, if you want to call it service. 20 terms. 20 terms. Now, happy hour kicks off a little bit sooner. Enjoy retirement, you treasonous pig. All right, let's turn to something a little happier. Right now, over at the Alex Jones store, we have 30 days of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales going on right now. It's 25% off site-wide. So you got to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and take a look around. I told you guys earlier this week, we just brought the Alex Jones signature blades to the store. Head on over. These make great Christmas gifts, and we have a limited amount. So when you head on over to the shop, make sure to buy it now, just in case we run out. Obviously, supplies are limited. Plus, we launched last week Methylene Red, and that is also 25% off. So this is a great time to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and get your Christmas lifts in as soon as possible. Don't wait. Now's the time to do just that. Also, just so you know, in case you forgot, VIP memberships are only $30 a month, and it's worth it because, well, you get $40 in store credit every single month, and also you are helping keep us on air. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. All right, we got a lot more to unpack momentarily. Trevor Loudon's going to be joining me in the second hour of the show, so don't go anywhere. More to discuss.
Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set up the new network, all of it. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red, first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. Takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. Take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom-fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultra Methylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, /25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment. Midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
There is a disturbance in the force. I feel the presence of an invader.
That's right, Vader. I'm taking this Methylene Red to make it available for everyone at thealexjonesstore.com.